Like to learn a little bit of Hasidus. So probably one of the most accessible Hasidus Svarim is the Svas Emes. And during much of the year we've been learning Ishbitz this year, but I want to teach you guys a few Svas Emeses just before you leave for Poland. When are you leaving for Poland?
2 weeks.
Okay, so two Svas Emeses in Rizh Hashem. Svas Emes is of course the Gera Rebbe, the grandson of the Chidushi Harim, and he was raised by the Chidushi Harim because he lost his father at a very young age. He was raised by his grandfather, so he often quotes his grandfather. Okay, maybe I'll give you a little more context next week. In any event, this week in Parshas Pinchas, we have a list of the korbanot, the special sacrifices, offered on each unique day. Pesach, Sukkos, special korban musaf. Why that section is included in Pinchas is in and of itself an interesting issue. The korbanot have already been described in large scale in Vayikra and Sav. That should be the location for the Korbanos. Perhaps Parshas Emor, which is in the end of Vayikra, which has the section of Yom Tovim. All of a sudden, in the middle of Bamidbar, in the middle of a series of narratives without much halachic detail, all of a sudden we have a long list of Korban Musafs, and these are the sections we read for the Maftir on a regular Yom Tov. We read the Parshios of Korban Musaf. That being said, it's even more striking to find the section of the Korban Tamid preceding the Korban Musaf. We already learned about the Tamid in Parshas Tetzaveh. We already have information about the Tamid in the past. So why? There are two questions. We're going to deal with the second question. The macro question is, why is there an insertion, a section of Korban Musaf in the middle of Pinchas and the end of Amidbar? That question we won't deal with today. The more micro question is, within that section, why is the section of Korban Musaf preceded by Korban Tamid? We already know about the daily Tamid offering in the morning, Ezekeves Achadase Beboker, Ezekeves Hashanitase Ben Arbaim. Why is it restated here in Pinchas? That's the premise of the Chidush Arim's question. He doesn't articulate it, but that's really what he's taking a stab at. Second of all, that's why you have to really read the Svas Emes carefully 2-3 times, understand his question. Second question is, there are three phrases in this section that seem atypical. One is, Es Karbani Lachmi Li'ishai. Why is this korban called Hashem's bread? Korbani lachmi. The other korbanos here are not referred to lachmi. Why is the korban tamid referred to as lachmi? Question number two. Why is the word reach nichoach, a pleasant offering, why is it referred to only in the case of the korban tamid? This phrase, it appears in the other parshios in the Torah about korbanos, but in Parshas Pinchas, it's a unique pasuk, it's a unique phrase about a korban tamid. Reach nichoach. Third of all, it's a very, very arresting phrase. Olas Tamid, the Korban Ola, Ha'asuya Bahar Sinai, that was performed at Har Sinai. First of all, what does that even mean? Har Sinai was a Korban process? Har Sinai was a Kabbalah Satara. So it may refer to the Miluim, the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash of the Mishkan, which incorporated a Korban Tamid. It may refer to the actual Korbanos at Har Sinai described in Parshas Mishpatim. So in terms of decoding what Hasiyah Har Sinai means, we've got answers. But the bigger question is, why is that the reference point? Why is the Korban Tamid again referred to as Hasiyah Har Sinai? So again, so there are four questions we're dealing with. One is textual, literary. Why is Korban Musaf preceded by Korban Tamid? 2, 3, and 4 are, what are these phrases? Reach Nichoach, Lachmi Li'ishai, and Hasiyah Bahar Sinai. That's the setup. None of this appears in the Svas Emes, but now that you have the setup, you'll appreciate the Svas Emes quoting Kazedi, the Chidush Arim, a little bit better. Basically, there are two ways that Hashem maintains His world. Not supernatural, not Nisim, not miracles. Day to day. Sun rose today, people are going to live today, people are going to breathe, people are going to eat, people are going to raise their families, people are going to go to their work. There'll be catastrophes, there'll be tragedy, sadly, but the world runs basically in a functional and efficient fashion. We hear about more of the tragedies because of social media, but essentially the world functions. The world succeeds. There are two systems for that success. One is what we call nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world and governed the world and conditioned the world by all these systems that allow for human prosperity, that allow for security, that allow for stability. The sun's going to rise today because of astronomy, part because of physics, if you grab it, well, the sun's not going to rise, but we're going to continue to rotate because of gravity. So there's a system of natural laws in place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu installed, and by the way, they're not arbitrary or serendipitous, but they lead towards life and prosperity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a system of laws where the world is constantly incinerated, and apocalypse, and asteroids. So he created a world that's stable, and that leads to human welfare and human growth and prosperity. Then there's another system that he chose one people to draw him into this world, and the more that we draw him into this world, the more that the world survives and succeeds and advances. And who is that people? The Jewish people. Those are two different systems. One system is the natural order. Second system is the supernatural reality of a people accepting Hashem's authority that then perpetuates the natural order. We become the channel by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers prosperity and kindness and welfare to the entire human race. What was the transitional point? When did Hashem transition from the original system to the ideal system? At Har Sinai. Har Sinai is when we accepted Hashem's Torah, our chosenness as a people was solidified. At that point, and ideally that should have been a watershed moment. Unfortunately, we diluted the effects of Har Sinai, but that was meant to be the transitional point. So for example, think about the difference between Halel HaGadol, you know, the section in Tehillim, Hodel Hashem Kitov, Kili Yolam Chazal, Leos, Enifos, Kidol, Zavado, Kili Yolam Chazal, Leos, Eshbaim, Yisvenu, Kili Yolam Chazal, it's called Halel HaGadol, as opposed to what we call Halel, five or six paragraphs that we call Halel HaMitzri. What's the contrast? Chazal say that original Halel, Kili Yolam Chazal, represents 26 generations until Har Sinai. For 26 generations, people lived off of Hashem's chesed, because no one really drew him into this world. So this flow of stability, progress, welfare, human advance, was purely chasdei Hashem. And then in Har Sinai, Hashem said, now there's a people, Betzeis Yisrael, Mimitzrayim, Hayam Ravayanos, Arik Duchi Elim, the mountains were dancing. Now there's a shift from the natural order into a supernatural reality, a people accepting Hashem's presence, which then perpetuates the natural order of warfare. That's the ideal. Under that ideal system, and here's the punchline, what act of the Jewish people is supernatural, but is routine, daily, everyday, meant to be that constant perpetuator and consolidator of human welfare? What is that? The Korban Tamid. The Korban Tamid is that korban. It's not a musaf. It's not a special korban on a special day of historical interdiction or intervention. It's not a special insular day celebrating Jewish experiences. It's a korban tamid. It's offered day in, day out, the same korban. That korban is meant to be the trigger to draw Hashem's presence into this world and translate it into human welfare. That's why korban musaf, the section of korban musaf, is preceded with korban tamid. Before we describe, and it's a very important point that we talked about a lot this year, the very delicate balance between parochialism, nationalism, and universalism. We're chosen people. Hashem loves us. We're chosen not for privilege. We're chosen for responsibility. We are meant to invest massively in our own internal Jewish experience so that the world can be a better place, so that the world can enjoy Hashem's presence, so that the world can understand morality and monotheism. And Korban Tamid is right at the heart. Before we, as it were, go off into our holidays and celebrate our special days when we're chosen as a people, we're reminded we're chosen so that we can offer a Korban Tamid, and that Korban Tamid should provide the type of welfare that the world requires even after Har Sinai. I'll get to Galus in a moment. That's why Korban Tamid is referred to as Lachmi Leishai, because it provides lechem not for Hashem, but lechem for the world, sustenance, life, support, Lachmi Leishai. That's why it's called Reach Nichoach, because it's meant not just to trigger memories with HaKadosh Baruch Hu of our past, like the Musaf and Pesach, the Musaf and Shavuos, but it's meant to trigger a Reach Nichoach that then elicits Hashem's chesed to the world. And that's why we refer to it as the only Korban, Ha'asuya B'Har Sinai. This is a Tamid that's meant to capture and implement the drama of Har Sinai. Har Sinai, we were chosen as a people. At that point, the transition occurred from a world of welfare based purely on the chesed of Hashem, natural orders, kili olam chazo, kili olam chazo, kili olam chazo, to a world that almost deserves Hashem's welfare because there's a people in this world serving Hashem and embracing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, the large question, why does Musaf preceded by Korban Tamid? We've heard Korban Tamid before. It's to frame Korban Musaf. We're chosen as a people. We celebrate that chosenness through the Yom Tovim, but we're chosen so that, in part, we can deliver welfare to the entire world on a daily basis through Korban Tamid. Those three phrases, Hasuya B'Har Sinai, Korbani Lachmi, Reach Nichoach, and Pinchas, are unique to Korban Musaf. This is Sfas Emes quoting his grandfather, the Chiddush Yerim. Now, Chazal tells us, and this is my just conclusion, that our tefillos on a daily basis were misakin keneged tamidim. We just daven keneged tamid shoshacha. We just daven keneged tamid shoshacha. So Tamid is the experience which we can most recreate. We don't have a Korban Musaf anymore. So we daven on Shabbos, Unishal Maparim Sfaseinu, that our word should be in place of a Korban Musaf. But somehow our davening on a daily basis is more directly a substitution for Korban Tamid, which means as follows, that even though we've lost the ideal, in the ideal world, we're meant to be in Yerushalayim and offering actual Korban Tamid, and the entire world is aligned with our interests, and the entire world is being benefited by the presence of Am Yisrael and based on Mikdash and the Korban Tamid. Even though we're in Golos and the world is broken, and part of that brokenness is that it's hard to synthesize universalism and parochialism in the world, right? We're here living in the West Bank because we really are trying to bring Mashiach, and we're really trying to repair the world, and we're really trying to help the world, but they don't see it that way. We're obstacles to peace, and part of a broken world is those two arcs can't become harmonized. The world doesn't see the Jewish experience. It's tribal, and it's ancient, and it's racist, and we're trying to be universal. But even under those conditions, compromised, we still daven twice a day. And our tefillos have to be not just for ourselves, but our tefillos have to be Karbini Lachmi Lishai. We just daven, hopefully the world's a better place. Hopefully right now, after our davening, fewer people are being murdered. More people are overcoming poverty. There's more harmony in this world. Even though we don't have the Korban Tamid, our tefillos are kineged tamidim. And this sentence of Asiv Har Sinai, we're chosen Har Sinai. Now we daven not just for ourselves, we daven for shalom, we daven for peace, we daven for kindness, we daven for whatever we daven for, we don't just daven for our own internal needs. Although it sounds that way, but our internal needs are universal needs, because the more that we advance the world, the more that the world benefits from it. Okay? So again, it's the Sfas Emes quoting his grandfather who raised him, the Chiddush Harim. The questions he doesn't, it's a small little piece, but the questions he's really facing are literary, why does Musaf section become prefaced by Korban Tamid? Specific points, Re'ach Nichach, Korban Lachmi Lishai, Aseh Bahar Sinai, very unique phrases that pop up in Pinchas. It's a statement about universalism and nationalism, and it reminds us that Korban Tamid is meant to provide Lachmi Lishai after Aseh Bahar Sinai created that transition. Have a good day, everyone. Thank you.